Shoftim Perek Yutes Pasuk Zayin. We continue the story of the Pilegesh Begiva. The Levi is staying overnight again and again and again with his father-in-law, who is pressing him to stay. Keep the family together. Stay with us. Eventually he's going to push him to stay over Shabbos as well. But it's very uncomfortable living in the basement as a visitor. And this is something that the Levi himself is beginning to resent almost a little bit. Vayakam ha'ish lo leches. And so the man arose to leave. Again, no mention of the woman who is the cause of his being there. The man got up to leave. He made a unilateral decision. And so his father-in-law pressed him. And Vayashav, he had turned to leave a little bit. But he turned back around, came back home, and he stayed over there overnight again. Pasuches. And so he awoke in the morning. This is good. By Ashkem Baboker, whenever the Torah mentions it, by Avraham Avinu, by the idea of the Akedah, getting up early, getting out early, motivated early in the morning. He awoke in the morning on the fifth day to go. And now we are talking about a situation where if these are indeed the days of the week, he's starting to run out of time before Shabbos. If he's going to travel back, perhaps it was even a Friday, but presumably this was a day of Chol because of what's going to happen that night. And again, the father of the young woman, of the Pilegesh, said to his son-in-law, here it doesn't say Lechosano, perhaps it's starting to wear thin after they've been together for 5 days. Se'od na levavacha. Please, he says, fortify your heart, satiate your heart. V'his mahmehu ad netos hayom. And wait, hesitate, by Yismamo, as Lot did, as other situations have in the Torah, by Yismamo, hesitated, until midday, until the afternoon, Netos Hayom, the turning of the day, the sun moving from where it's kind of high in the sky, moving towards, tilting towards the west, by Yochlu Shnehem and the two of them ate, again, no mention of the Pilegesh herself, the two of them are eating away. And now the man got up to leave. And the fact that it's the afternoon is part of the tragedy. Rather than to leave first thing in the morning, as the man Loi said that I mentioned with the previous pasuk, he stays until the afternoon because his father-in-law talks him into it. And they take a good long time over the meal, as Middle Easterners tend to do. Seven courses, dips, so much to do. And now he got up to leave. Who ufilag shovinaro? He's going to leave with his Pilegesh and his servant. This time he's serious about it. He's got everything packed. And so his son-in-law, the father of the Na'ara, again, dual roles. His love is shared with the two of them. Behold, please, the day is waning. The day is weakening. And it's coming towards evening, towards Erev. Linu na, please stay over one more night. Stay over until the sixth night. Stay over Thursday night too. Hinei chanos hayom lin po v'yitav levavecha. It's time to stop. It's the time of the resting of the day. Rest. Stay overnight here. Your heart will be glad. Vishkamtem machar ledarkechem. And you'll get up tomorrow morning and you'll go early on your way. Which is hard to believe because he keeps stalling him every time he wants to leave. V'halachta l'ohalacha. And you will leave and you will go back to your tent. So he tries to keep him. So some say that by now, this fifth day is actually Friday, and so Shabbos is coming, and he wants to get back. But that means Shabbos is coming very quickly. So those who say it is, it's a real problem if he's leaving now. And that would explain Chanos Hayom, that the father-in-law is saying, look, it's almost Shabbos. Are you sure you want to get on the road? You want to catch that plane? You're going to end up not getting, you're going to get stuck on the Van Wyck. You're going to have to walk home by the time you get there. So he's warning him, don't leave. You know, stick around. But Pasuk Yud, he's had enough. It's very, very difficult being the son-in-law in a situation where you feel trapped in the basement. Below Ava Ha'ish Lalun. But the man did not want to stay over. Once again, Ha'ish. It's not about the needs of everybody who's with him. It's about his unilateral decisions. Vayakam, and so he arose vayelech, and he left. No more goodbyes. No more extended kissing the family. He's done. Vayavo ad nochach Yevus. He, Yerushalayim. And so they came to a city called Yevus, partway home between Beis Lechem and Har Ephraim. By the way, if they're getting to Yerushalayim, they didn't get that far from Beis Lechem. They certainly didn't get all the way into Ephraim, to Har Ephraim. So they're still quite a ways from home. The city of Yebus, they came close to, opposite the city of Yebus, which was Yerushalayim. And Rashi says on this, and everybody agrees, that this shows that Yerushalayim had still not been conquered. If it's the early days of the Shoftim, then a lot of Eretz Yisrael had still not been conquered. If it is the end of the time, we know Yerushalayim still was not conquered until David HaMelech got around to it, so it's been several hundred years. V'imo tzemet chamorim chavushim, ufilaksho imo. And the man had with him a pair of saddled donkeys, and his concubine, his Pilegesh, was with him. Interesting, again, that the Nach puts the donkeys first, and then the Pilegesh, showing this particular man's priorities. He is a Levi. He is supposed to be the best that Klal Yisrael has to offer. But his priorities are sad, in sad places, and kind of a mess. And here they are now, opposite Yerushalayim, but it's not Jewish Yerushalayim. It's East Jerusalem. You know, it's Silwan. They're very, very nervous. Yud Beis Vayomer Elov Adonav. I'm sorry. Skip the pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Heim Im Yevus V'Hayom Rad Ma'od. So there they were, near the city of Yevus, of Jerusalem. But the day was speedily descending. It was ending quickly. Vayomer Hanar El Adonav. And so the Na'ar said to his master, L'chanav En Asura El Ir HaYevusi Hazos V'Nalinba. Let us turn aside to the city of Yevus, the city of the Jebusites that was here, and we will stay overnight there. But the master is uncertain. He is afraid. It is a non-Jewish city at a time when there is hostility between the Jews and their neighbors. When has there not been a time in the land of Israel when there's hostility between the neighbors and the Jews? He is worried that it is not safe at night to stay on the outside. You need a settled area. He is worried that in a non-Jewish city, you are going to be attacked. They would rather stay in a Jewish city where they would be safe. Ironically, of course, as it turns out, it's not the non-Jewish city that's going to be dangerous, but rather the Jewish settlement where they are going to be in big trouble. But what Rabbi Rosenson says about this is that this is a symbol of the entire time of the Shoftim, a time of anarchy, uncertainty, and darkness. And here, as darkness is falling, there's a real fear, a fear of the Jewish people's place in Eretz Yisrael at a time when it's without a melech, without certitude, and a fear of the non-Jewish neighbors.